Next public hearing is a change of zone, number 1990, Beach Partners LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and MR medium density residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.76 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the southeast side of Learning Lane and the northwest side of Best Lane at the intersection of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1 and Best Lane. The 911 addresses are 31169 and 31174 Learning Lane, Lewis, and the tax map IDs District 235, Map 23, parcels 53.02 and 53.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis, and we have one written comment. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Davidson.
There you go. Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson, principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located out just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here today representing the application for Beach Partners LLC. Unfortunately, Mr. Sean Toner, who's the owner, got tied up in some meetings this afternoon, was trying to get here, but was unable, so I will proceed on his behalf. As introduced, this is an application to grant a rezoning of lands in an AR1 agricultural residential district and an MR district located on a total of 1.76 acres in the Broadkill 100 on the west side of Coastal Highway on the north side of Best Lane. And we're asking for that to be rezoned to C2, which is the medium commercial district. The properties were purchased by Beach Partners LLC back in March 23rd, 2001, and again, Mr. Sean Toner is the managing member of Beach Partners. These properties are home of Beach Babies and Beach Buddies child care facility. They have been providing care for infants to children 12 years of age, from infants to children 12 years of age, and has been operating for about 22 years in this location. Mr. Toner has additional locations located in Rehoboth, Milford, as well as Towns End. These properties, and again, in the hearing booklet that I've submitted all the exhibits that I'm going to present today, as well as other exhibits that I will go over here. But the properties are bordered on the east by Coastal Highway, again, which is a principal arterial, and also on the east by the, out front here, there's the Sussex County sanitary sewer pump station. It's located on the south side of this is Best Lane, which is a local road, and on the west is some open space in here that as well as some recreational area that belongs to the property behind here, which also we have access along Learning Lane here. As Mr. Whitehouse has indicated, this is where we take access off of Best Lane through Learning Lane and then into the properties. And then on the north side is the Delaware Guidance Services for Children. The properties are currently have three approved special use approvals dating back to March 2000, March 2002, and January of 2012 for child care center and daycare facility. Those approvals can be found in tab 3 of the hearing booklet. In Ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council desired to create a more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning and predictability within Sussex County. The purpose of the C2 medium commercial district is to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail professional service businesses, and that's what this the two existing facilities on this site, they provide a service in providing daycare. This district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector streets, and again, we are located along Coastal Highway. The granting of this application to C2 for a commercial rezoning will allow Beach Partners to continue to expand their business plan of child care facilities and programs in the community, recognizing benefits in the form of a better financial position when seeking funding, as well as to expand on promotional awareness of the programs that they provide daily. The proposed rezoning to C2 for this property is in the vicinity of other commercial zoning properties. I've provided some zoning maps of the area, as you can see, along this section of Coastal Highway here. Smaller lots along the frontage that border along Coastal Highway here are all zoned commercial. There are some conditional uses along these areas, but primarily it's a lot of commercial activity happening along this section of the highway. Also on the opposite side of the highway, you can see where there's commercial along the frontage here. So you have the smaller lots along there have this commercial zoning, and then behind there is the residential part of the zoning within this particular area. So we feel that this this rezoning will not diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood, will not create a public nuisance, or result in any increase in public expenditures. And again, the site is completely built at this time, both occupying both the Beach Babies and the Beach Buddies on these two existing sites here. The 2019 Sussex Comprehensive Plan, the area proposed for this rezoning is in the coastal land use area, which is a growth area. And we know that the plan seeks to encourage the county's most concentrated forms of new development to growth areas, including most commercial development. The Sussex plan suggests that each application should be reviewed on its own merit and does not have a negative impact on the surrounding area or the county in general. And again, as I stated, there's other commercial activity happening up and down this section of Coastal Highway, just north and south of this property. Some of the guiding principles of zoning when in a growth area is to promote growth and development in areas where capital facilities and infrastructure already exist. So the site already has access off of Bass Lane. Route 1 here is Coastal Highway is a quarter capacity, so there's no new entrances being asked for this site. It already has access off of Bass Lane, which is what quarter capacity is all about, is taking access off of other roads besides having direct access onto the principal arterial. There is the Sussex County sewer out here, so both facilities have connection to Sussex County. We're in a tier one sanitary sewer district, so this does have connection to the sanitary sewer. Tidewater has water in this area, and both facilities do connect to the Tidewater utility facilities. And again, it talks about commercial development, promoting commercial development areas where it already exists, and I won't belabor that anymore, that there are commercial areas in this up and down this section of Route 1. Talks about coordination with DLDOT on road improvements and other transportation, and as I just stated, there's no other entrance work being proposed for this site. I can tell you that one of the reasons is, and I'm showing this map down here, this is the future expansion of this section of Coastal Highway with the overpass coming off of Cave Neck Road here. I'm sure you've probably seen this on some other applications and seen this before, but the southbound lane as it currently exists in this section here is going to become a service road. So we will be building a new northbound lane, and then the northbound lane will become the new southbound lane. So it's further pushing this property away from existing highway and having easy access to the highway system, because it will be accessing off of the service road. So Mr. Toner would like to is asking for this C2 zoning, and again, as I mentioned, you know, to be able to continue to seek funding for his operations, C2 zoning will allow him to get a better more favorable interest when going to the bank and asking for refinancing and things like that. But it also helps them promote with better signage that he'll be able to do. Right now he's restricted to an unlighted sign, 32 square feet. This will allow him to be able to promote his business and be able to provide the type of awareness that his facilities provides currently to the patrons of the facility. Since the comprehensive plan is a guide for the future land use, we all know that table 4.5-2 provides the tool for assisting with determining the zoning districts that are applicable. Again, C2 medium commercial zoning is an applicable zoning district in the coastal area. Coastal areas are areas that can accommodate a development provided special environmental concerns are addressed. I did provide under tab 2, and I've shown it up here. This is just the front page of an environmental assessment report that we did for the property for this application, which is required. The properties are in a level 2 and 3 for the state strategies for policies and spending. Part of this report that I put together here, you can see that we're in a flood zone X, there's no wetlands. Although we are in an excellent groundwater recharge area and there is a wellhead protection, the site is already constructed and it's already built. No further improvements are being asked or will be being performed on this site as a part of this rezoning. So therefore, the proposed zoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the future land use plan strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes growth and development through community design, mobility, utilities, transportation, and economic development in an area where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, and with the hearing presentation, my presentation and the booklet that we submitted, that is my presentation.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we're going to start with Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I have none, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
No questions.
Okay. Staff?
None from me, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
And none from me, thank you.
All right. None from me either, thanks.
Yep. Okay. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1990 Beach Partners LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? All right then. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1990 Beach Partners LLC?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one on the line wishes to speak.
All right. Thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further comments or questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.